Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.
میرے پیارے نبی ہے وجہ تخلیق جہاں لوگوں زمانے بھر میں ان جیسا بھلا آیا کہاں لوگوں ذبیح اللہ اسماعیل کے عالی نسب سے ہے وہی مشہور صادق اور امی جیسے لقب سے ہیں گھرانوں میں گھرانا ان کا دنیا بھر میں ہے جس کے پاس دل ان سے محبت کرنے والا ہے بنو ہاشم کی قسمت کے ستارے جگمگا اٹھے کہ عبد المطلب خادم بنے ہیں کعبۃ اللہ کے یہودی عالموں نے ان کو خوشخبری سنائی تھی نبوت کی گواہی دی بہت سے راہبوں نے دی خدا لم یزل نے ان کو زمزم سے نوازا تھا اور اس پر ان کا ایک بیٹے کی قربانی کا وعدہ تھا جو قربانی کا قرآن کلا عبداللہ کا نام آیا قریشی خاندانوں کا یہاں پر دل تڑپ.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum, and welcome to another edition of the Midday Show with myself, Brother Suleiman Isop, Monday to Thursday between 12 and 12:50 and 12:55. Today being the 6th of Rabi'ul Awwal, 1446, corresponding to Tuesday, the 10th of September, 2024. Alhamdulillah, it's a bit of a cool day today here in Lanesia. Inshallah, we're going to be starting off with our recipes. Don't forget that you can send in your messages on 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Okay, so inshallah, our first recipe we're going to start off is going to be a Durban mutton biryani. Durban mutton biryani, and this was sent in by a sister Rohana Ibrahim. We say Jazakallah Khairan to sister Rohana for sending in this in a recipe. Okay, your ingredients that you're going to need ghee and the butter. Doesn't say how much ghee or how much butter you must use. You're going to need the ghee and the butter. Then you're going to boil 4 cups of rice. Boil 4 cups of rice with 1 teaspoon rough salt. Boil 4 cups of rice with 1 teaspoon rough salt. Then you're going to boil 2.5 cups of masoor. Boil 2.5 cups of masoor with 1 teaspoon rough salt. With 1 teaspoon rough salt and 1/4 teaspoon of arad. Boil 2.5 cups of masoor with 1 teaspoon rough salt and 1/4 teaspoon of arad. I know some listeners or some people prefer putting boiled eggs, but personally, with the biryani, I don't like with the boiled eggs. But if you want, you can, right? But this recipe, you can add in 6 boiled eggs, fry 4 onions, and leave handful aside. So you're gonna fry 4 onions. You're going to fry 4 potatoes, right? Then you're going to cut it in half and you're going to toss it with a few dots of liquid yellow food coloring to give it the golden color. So you're going to fry the four potatoes. You're going to cut it in half and toss in a few dots of yellow food coloring to give it the golden color. Cut two potatoes, flat slices, and keep unfried. You're going to cut two potatoes, flat slices, and keep unfried. Then you're going to need 2 kilos of mutton curry pieces. 2 kilos of mutton curry pieces. And for your mixture, you're going to need 500 ml of box sour milk. Now, the sour milk, it depends how much you want to use, right? So, 500 ml of box sour milk. Three tomatoes liquidized. Okay, we got a message that came in. It's asking, what is masoor? Masoor is black lentils. And arad is turmeric. Arad is black lentils. Masoor is black lentils and arad is turmeric. Then you're going to need the three tomatoes liquidized, right? Then a handful of fresh green dhania, which is coriander. Then you're going to need a handful of fresh mint. Handful of fresh mint. Then you're going to use the fried onions that we used from the above. The crushed reserved fried onions. Then 3 pieces of cinnamon sticks. 3 pieces of cinnamon sticks. Then three ilachi or cardamom. 5 cloves. 5 cloves. 5 bay leaves. 5 bay leaves. Two star anise. 2 teaspoons of jeera, which is cumin seeds. 2 teaspoons of jeera, cumin seeds. A good pinch of saffron strands. A good pinch of saffron strands. If you want, you can add in a few drops of saffron essence. A few drops of saffron essence. 2 teaspoons of coarse salt. 2 star anise seed. And then the 2 teaspoons of coarse salt. 2 teaspoons of chili powder. 2 teaspoons of chili powder. 1 teaspoon of dried rough chilies. 1 teaspoon of dried rough chilies. 2 large serving spoons of red ginger garlic masala. 2 large serving spoons of red ginger garlic masala. 1 tablespoon of ground green chilies. 1 tablespoon of ground green chilies. 2 teaspoons of dana jeera, which is coriander cumin powder. 2 teaspoons of dana jeera, which is coriander cumin powder. a quarter cup of lemon juice, a quarter cup of lemon juice, 2 tablespoons of white vinegar, 2 tablespoons of white vinegar, and 4 whole green chilies cut longwards. 4 whole green chilies cut longwards. That was the mixture, right? So now we're going to move on to the method. The mutton, the 2 kilo mutton, you're going to add into the mixture. The mutton you're going to add into the mixture. In a deep pot. In a deep pot, you're going to pour ghee. You're going to pour the ghee and set unfried potato slices at the bottom. In a deep pot, you're going to pour some ghee and set unfried potato slices at the bottom. Take a handful of rice and sprinkle on top of the slices. In a pan, mix the saffron with a few drops of saffron essence and little water. And then heat through. Cut up cubes of the butter and place on top of the rice. Then you're going to sprinkle a handful of crushed onions on top. Pour the saffron water over the rice. Pour saffron water on top of the rice and then cover with a foil, sealing it well. Then you're going to cook in the oven on moderate heat for 2 hours or more as required. Open the foil and check if all the liquid has cooked through. If it hasn't, return to the oven covered. And check again later. When the biryani is almost done, it will become quite fragrant. After checking and the liquid has completely reduced, Then you're going to place on the pot lid and then place in a Wonder Bag rice cushions. This will ensure that the mutton cooks through and the rice steams and fluffs up. After checking and the liquid has completely reduced, cover again with the foil. Place on the pot lid and then place in a Wonder Bag rice cushions and tie it up tight. This will ensure that the mutton cooks through and the rice steams and fluffs up. You may serve this with dal, with dahi and papad. If you don't have rice cushions, once the liquid has reduced, switch off the oven and place the pot in the oven covered with the foil for a few minutes to allow the steam within the pot to fluff up the basmati rice and then serve. This Durban mutton biryani serves 6 to 8 people. Alhamdulillah. So, alhamdulillah, that was the Durban mutton biryani. And I'm going to shoot my shot here, but if anybody has, or if they want to share, a mutton memon akni recipe, you can send it through to me on the Marka Sahaba WhatsApp. If you have, or if you want to share a memon mutton akni recipe, please send it through on 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Our next recipe is for a grilled butterfly chicken fillet. Grilled butterfly chicken fillet and cheese sauce spuds. And this was sent in by Sister Fatima Latif. And say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Fatima for sending in these recipes. The Durban biryani was sent in by Sister Rohana Ibrahim. So this recipe we're going to be saying now is for the grilled butterfly chicken fillets and cheese sauce spuds. So you're going to need 1 kilo of chicken fillet, butterflied, washed and drained. 1 kilo chicken fillet, butterflied, washed and drained. Then you're gonna marinate with 1 teaspoon of gourmet food garlic, 1 teaspoon of gourmet food garlic, 1 teaspoon of green masala, 1 teaspoon of green masala, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, 3 to 4 tablespoons of mayonnaise, 3 to 4 tablespoons of mayonnaise, 2 tablespoons of garlic sauce, 2 tablespoons of garlic sauce, 1 sprinkling of aromat, a sprinkling of aromat, 1 sprinkling of aromat. You're going to need some lemon pepper. You're going to need some lemon pepper and some garlic salt. Lemon pepper and garlic salt. Then you're going to marinate and set in a tray. You're going to marinate and set in a tray. Then you're going to dot with the butter. Dot with butter. You're going to bake in the oven. Bake in the oven. And then, to serve with some garlic sauce and fresh cream, mix some garlic sauce and fresh cream and drizzle over. Serve with spuds or your favorite side. Now, to make a cheesy spud, the cheesy spuds, you're going to wash and poke potatoes. Wash and poke potatoes. Marinate microwave till done. You're going to microwave it till it's done. And then turning over halfway. Turning over halfway. Make a sauce with 1 tablespoon of butter. 1 tablespoon of butter. 1 tablespoon of corn flour. 1 tablespoon of corn flour. 1 to 1/2 cups of milk. 1 or 2 cups of milk. Mouth about it. 1 or 2 cups of milk. Then you're going to use the aromat and some grated cheese. Aromat and some grated cheese. You're going to mix together and then you're going to cut the spuds into 4. Mix together and you're going to cut the spuds into 4. Squeeze and then pour sauce over. Squeeze and then you pour your sauce over. Sprinkle the paprika. Sprinkle paprika and then serve. And that was the recipe for the grilled chicken, grilled butterfly chicken fillets and cheese sauce buds. Remember, if you missed any of these recipes and if you would like to, you would like it to be sent to you, you can send me messages on 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Just send a message and specify which recipe you need, which recipe you've heard on which day, and inshallah, I will try and get it for you. Our next recipe is for saucy prawns. Saucy prawns. One of my favorites. One of my favorites. Saucy prawns. So you're going to need 1 kilo of king prawns. 1 kilo king prawns. One tablespoon of freshly crushed garlic. 1 tablespoon of freshly crushed garlic. 2 to 3 tablespoons of Nando's garlic peri peri sauce. 2 to 3 tablespoons of Nando's garlic peri peri sauce. 2 tablespoons of paprika. 2 tablespoons of paprika. You're going to need some salt to taste. You're going to need some salt to taste. Then you're going to need 2 to 3 crushed green chilies. 2 to 3 crushed green chilies. 1/2 cup of fresh cream. 1/2 cup of fresh cream. 1 teaspoon of red chili powder. 1 teaspoon of red chili powder. 1/2 teaspoon of haldi. 1/2 teaspoon of haldi. 1/2 cup of salted butter melted. 1/2 teaspoon of salted butter melted. 2 to 3 tablespoons of olive oil. 2 to 3 tablespoons of olive oil. For those who don't know what is haldi, haldi is turmeric powder. And then you're going to mix all the ingredients together. Mix all these ingredients together. And then you're going to marinate the prawns with the mixture. Marinate all the ingredients together. And marinate the prawns with this mixture and keep it in the fridge for 2 to 3 hours. Then for your sauce, you're going to need half a cup of fresh cream. Half a cup of fresh cream. 2 to 3 tablespoons of mayonnaise. 2 to 3 tablespoons of mayonnaise. Two tablespoons of Nando's Bushveld sauce. 2 tablespoons of Nando's Bushveld sauce. Then you're going to need 2 tablespoons of Prego sauce. 2 tablespoons of Prego sauce. One teaspoon of paprika. 1 teaspoon of lemon juice. 1 teaspoon of lemon juice. You're going to need some salt. 1/4 teaspoon of haldi, that is turmeric. 1/4 teaspoon of turmeric. 1 pinch of red orange food coloring. 1 pinch of red orange food color. 1 teaspoon of freshly crushed garlic. 1 teaspoon of freshly crushed garlic. So those are the ingredients for your sauce and for the saucy prawns. So the method that you're going to use, you're going to take a saucepan and you're going to add the Nando's and the Prego sauce. You're going to take a pan and you're going to add the Nando's and the Prego sauce. You're going to stir and you're going to add the paprika. Stir and you're going to add the paprika. You're going to add the paprika, the crushed garlic, the haldi, which is the turmeric powder, the salt, the food coloring. You're going to mix all of this well and cook for 1 minute. So you're going to add the paprika, you're going to add the crushed garlic, you're going to add the turmeric powder, you're going to add the salt and the food coloring, and you're going to mix all this here together. You're going to add it, you're going to mix it well, right? Then you're going to add the cream and the mayonnaise. The cream and the mayonnaise. Now lastly, you're going to add the leftover marination. Add the leftover marination. Cook on a slow flame for 2 to 3 minutes. Cook on a slow flame for 2 to 3 minutes. Then you're going to pour over the grilled prawns. Pour over the grilled prawns. And you're going to sprinkle some chopped parsley. You're going to put over some grilled chopped parsley. And then you're going to serve hot with rice, chips, and salad. And then you're going to serve hot with rice, chips, and salad. And that is your recipe for the saucy grilled saucy prawns. And we say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Mubina for sending in that recipe. So Alhamdulillah, we've done quite a few recipes today. We did the saucy prawn recipe. We did the grilled butterfly chicken fillets and cheese sauce buds. And then we did the famous Durban mutton biryani. So if you want any of these recipes, don't forget you can send your messages on 084-786-3132, international and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Inshallah, it's gone now 25 minutes to 1 Central African time. We are going to be going for a small nasheed break, and when we come back, we will be discussing the topic from yesterday, which was the Molana, which was the substance abuse, na? Molana Zaid. Molana Khan Yami doesn't have his earphones. But nevertheless, inshallah, we're going to be doing our discussion, inshallah.
صوت أهل السنة والجماعة صوت مركز الصحابة
Empowering the Ummah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله, we're about 17 minutes to 1 Central African time, but we've got about 10 minutes for our discussion, inshallah. And we're going to continue from yesterday's topic, where when we're growing up, with regards to our parents, and to treat them with respect that they deserve, and not to be treated anyhow, because the same parent that when you were growing up, they answered your same question when you asked them, what is this? What is this? What is this? You know, I seen a post where a father of age, maybe like around 60, 70, asked his son when they were sitting in a bird park, my son, what is this? The son is busy now. He's grown now. He's grown up. Maybe he's like 35, 37, 40. And he keeps telling his father, Dad, that's a sparrow. The father asks again, son, what is that? And he says, that's a sparrow. The father asks this about 7 or 8 times. The son, with the frustration, said, Dad, how many times must I tell you that is a sparrow? The father goes in the house. The father doesn't say a word. He goes in the house and he brings out a book. And he gives the son the book. He opens the book and he sees, and he looks at the book and he says, on this day, in 1992, you asked me 41 times, 41 times, what is this? And with a smile on my face, I kept repeating the same answer to you. Now imagine your parents looked at that answer, wrote it down, diarized it, because how much fikr, how much love they have for you. Now when you are grown up, you are earning a salary, you are earning, staying on your own, your father or your mother is asking you these questions. Now you feel that you are better than them. Your father or your mother asked the question 7 times, but this father wrote it down in a journal, in a diary, that you asked me on this day in 1992, 41 times, a simple thing. But you speak with a harsh tongue to the same parent that wanted you to say the first words, say mama, say papa. Because why? They were excited that you are going to say those beautiful words that my child is speaking. There's no deformity in them. They're speaking with such words that, you know what, alhamdulillah, through the barakah, and you know, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that my child can speak, because now his first words, and it's a magical moment when your child says those words. He says, mama, papa. It's so magical that you fill up with tears. You want to go to down the whole town telling them, my child has spoken, my child has spoken. Now when you grow up, the same father that taught you to speak is telling you, you are telling that parent of yours, don't, how many times must I tell you? Mawlana Zaid, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Haji Suleiman, you always leave us thinking. Yeah.
No, it's something that we must think about, Malana, because you know why? People don't understand the value of a parent or parents. You know, You see youngsters today, they're walking around with their fathers. You know, some of them got so much of disrespect, but you as a person, an onlooker, you can't say really anything much because, you know what? You know, it's not your business to say anything. The father might be used to it and he'll turn around and he'll tell you, don't tell me how to run my family or don't tell me how to discipline my son. Maybe in public he doesn't discipline. Allah knows best how they discipline. But it gives a bad impression on the parent as to, you know what, you can't control your son on the outside. What he's doing to you on the inside? You know? And then when the parent is gone, then when they say, oh, you know what, I shouldn't have spoken to my father like this. I shouldn't have spoken to my mother like this. I should have spent more time. I should have made more of the khidmat when they were alive. Then you couldn't make the khidmat. You were saying, ah, you know what, it's old now, you know. Now you must sit at home and make Allah Allah. You know, it's 60. After 60 is bonus. I think it's a hadith or something to that effect. Where you, once you pass the age, once my ummah passes the age of 60, it's a grace from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's like a gift.
60, 70 is the general age, the average age.
Average age.
And then
after that, it's like bakshish. You know?
But what you were saying now about, you know, when you grow your children, imagine that father, he actually made a note of it.
He made a note of it, Molana, that 41 times on this day, you asked me, what is this here? When you were growing up, maybe he must have been 4 or 5 years old. And the child said, Daddy or Papa, what's this? What's this? What's this? During that whole day, but he had that sabr and that patience, and he kept telling his child, you know what, this is this, this is this. But he kept quiet, he kept his sabr because he's a child. Not to realize that the same child's going to grow up and tell him, don't you understand what I'm telling you, that this is this year. And the father only asked him 7 times.
Now let's just shift away for a few seconds and think about this. Every person, whether you are a son, whether you are a child, whether you are a parent, whether you are a grandfather, whether you don't have no children. And look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, exactly this. That, as you said, when you are small, and you know the child is saying, generally the daughter she's or the son, they will say, Abba, Abba, because it's easy to pronounce. Even the Arabic language, the if you see, you're just moving your lips. So for that baby, just to move lips, mama, abba, all of this is very easy. Now when this child speaks, and now he's got strength, he feels untouchable, and all of this. Now look what the Quran Sharif says. If you just turn to Surah Yasin, we always read Surah Yasin on a daily basis, morning, evening. Just look at verse 77 and look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us. أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الْإِنسَانُ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِن نُطْفَةٍ. And did man not see that we have created him from a drop of a dirty liquid, from a drop of semen? And what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says? فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. Then suddenly he stood as an open adversary. Now he's just then, when he was, just came, when that semen drop, absolutely nobody wants to touch it, nobody wants it on the clothing, the smell that comes out, and that's exactly what you were. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you were absolutely that, and now you've grown up, and you stand as an open adversary. Allah azawajal is not mentioning here to parents. With reference to parents, Allah is saying to him, فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. And all of a sudden he stood as an open adversary. But it should make us ponder that this is exactly where we need to go back to. Truthfulness. Truthfulness to Allah first. Truthfulness to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Truthfulness to what the Quran Sharif is telling us. To truthfulness and obedience to all of this, which we have, it is protected. But when we shift away from all of this, then we will be reaching, we have particular people in our living, in our surroundings. I won't say exactly where, whatever it is, but people that we interact with, and they tell us, non-Muslims tell us, that, you know, the kind of conditions that we have when we are experiencing is such that our children, daughters, they don't want to know us now. They all of a sudden, they have just abandoned us, and we have to continuously work. We know one uncle, his wife died, because not a Muslim. His wife died. His daughters don't want to even come and visit him. And he has to now fend for himself, even at this late age. There's no comfort for him to say that, you know what, at least I've got a daughter who's going to cook for me or to send for me food. Nothing of the sort. But of course, you can understand it, because they don't have nothing to lean on. They don't have no book which is protected, which is teaching us the respect given to parents, the respect given. So this is not there. So you can understand. But then what if we say that here's Muslims, and Muslims are now moving away from the teachings of the Quran Sharif? This is a great loss. It means that we don't have conviction in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us. Me, myself, firstly, I have to address myself. So to go back to that, to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants the best for us. And we can't just blame the children. That's why we advise that you as parents as well, instruct your children now and then to do something. Don't give them such tasks which is going to now knock them out. But give them tasks to do so that they're already trained to say that, look, I have to, this is my father. Today the father feels that I have to befriend my child so much, go down so low to his level, that there remains no respect between the two. So you have to go, you have to listen out for them, you have to go down to their level, but at the same time, you can't lose your respect. So you have to give them certain tasks to do. They have to be trained as well, obedience. It has to be ingrained within them. And then they grow up listening. And sometimes your father, my father, honorable father, he wouldn't just instruct me just to do, you know, like things which are, he wouldn't ever instruct me. And alhamdulillah, today I tell my children that we have that respect. You wouldn't even ask, or even if you see your father getting something, you can't see it because you want to be there. They don't want you to do it, but that's how their respect and that dignity that they kept for you. But at the same time, when we went out of bounds, then my father was a different person then, because he wants to tame me. He wants to put me back into that thinking level. So we have to learn this balance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant it to us. It's balance. That's where we have to, in our marriages, in our businesses, in our lives, to have this balance. And the balance is what? It's exactly what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. We'll just end off with this hadith. Yesterday I read a beautiful hadith. Hazrat Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu, and we quoted it in the other programs as well. But you know how they have this hype to do wrong. Why don't we have this hype to do good? So even though you're hearing the same message, you're hearing the same lesson, but it's just to reiterate that I need to be doing this. Hazrat Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he is passing some youth, some youngsters, Sibyan, marra ala Sibyanin, fasallama alayhim, he greets them. And what motivates Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu to do this? He says, kana nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaf'aluhu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did this. So it's both. We have to work together. And together we can grow, inshallah. Because yesterday's program, even we did it in the Qasida Burda. mending the filling the gap between the elderly and the youth. And now we're speaking about parents and children. So both, it takes two wheels to move a bicycle. So we have to learn. We have to learn as well how to train our children, how to teach them. And that's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's lifestyle. He's filled with all these lessons. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.
And we say Jazakallah Khairan to Maulana Zaid for bringing in the Islamic aspect and teaching us. You know, sometimes we as insan and the lame man can learn from such Islamic and beautiful ahadith. Maulana Jazakallah Khairan once again. Until tomorrow, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. From the team of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wa Jama'ah, and the team of the Midday Show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Isub, every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 12:50. Fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You are listening to Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wa Jama'ah.